Yeah, always good to catch up with the House Republican leader, Themis Claridis, who has announced that she's not running for re-election this year. Madam Leader, good morning. How are you?
Hi there.
Good morning to both of you.
We had a guest on earlier, a woman who runs her own hair salon who is not enamored with the governor's decision to not allow hair salons to go back. And the more people I hear, I almost think that's the majority view, not the minority. And yet the governor has decided to keep them closed until June 1st.
The problem here is, and I'm not advocating one way or the other, because this is a decision that should have been made based on health information. But if we go back 10 weeks from when this whole thing started, the governor felt very strongly about the decisions he was making about opening or closing businesses and what parameters we should all have when we go out in public, et cetera. And he made us feel as if he was being overly careful and overly conservative because he wasn't going to take any chances with anybody's life. And that made people feel that, you know, that's a sense of safety.
Right.
Right, that he was making very consistent decisions no matter whether people were upset. And there were people, we remember, very upset that businesses were being closed all along the way. But he stood his ground in regards to that. And that meant something to people. But in the past 2 or 3 weeks, that seems to have changed, where we've had everything from we're announcing hair salons and nail salons will be opening on May 20th. That was 3 weeks ago. Even though nationally all the experts said that was very dangerous. Then a week later, and he never specified, what does that mean? He meant only hair and hair salons and nails and nail salons, but he never said it. Then a week later, he said, no, you know, I think nail salons aren't safe to open. Then 5 days later, blow dryers are terrible. Then a day later, you know what, maybe we can use blow dryers. Then 2 days before, these hair salons are supposed to open when they put out all this money and all this effort to make sure everybody was safe. On Monday, he said, no, I changed my mind. The problem here is this. There has been a lack of clarity. There's been a lack of detail. There's been a lack of explanation. And all along the way, then we find out overnight one night we're spending $2 million on a consulting contract. So there's been a lack of transparency all along the way, which has been a hallmark of this administration. And what does that all lead to? Lack of trust. And that's where we are right now. In a three-week period, there's been a lack of trust with this governor and administration because nobody knows why he's doing what he's doing.
I think part of it, you know, this thing, Thomas, is we are flying blind in a sense, in that, you know, nobody knows what's what. I mean, first we were told, well, it's not really communicable between humans, things like that. I mean, we've been told all kinds of stuff here. You know, wear masks, don't wear masks, the whole thing. But it is, I think you are right. He looks a little wishy-washy now. I was always very complimentary to what he did, and I still am. But I understand the problem he's in. But when you talk about transparency, there's another issue that we've been talking about this morning, and that, of course, is the whole education fund that was put together.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Dalios just pulled out.
I mean, if for people who didn't really follow it, last spring of 19, the governor and the Dalios, Ray Dalio has Bridgewater Associates, which is the largest hedge fund in the world.
Yeah.
And came together and decided on a public-private partnership wherein the Dalios would put in $20 million per year. The state would put in $20 million per year, and together they would raise $20 million per year. And this money would go to start a public-private partnership with the state of Connecticut and him and his family, and it would go to help underprivileged kids in the inner cities. Now, I will say this. The Dalios have been very successful in their lives, and they have been very, very philanthropic with many charities throughout the state of Connecticut and nationally, and their focus has been underprivileged kids in the inner cities, and I have nothing but respect for that. The problem is when that's a private foundation, you can certainly do what you choose with your own money. But when that becomes a public-private organization and there's $20 million of state money, which, as you know, we were in a $3 billion deficit, so that $20 million was not easy to come by. You have to follow public rules. They immediately, there was no public hearing on the bill. It was put right into the state budget last May of 2019 for us to vote on. They exempted themselves and the entire board from any freedom of information laws and ethics laws in the state of Connecticut. And they forced the four leaders and the governor to be on this board by statute. That's what the statute read. Mm-hmm. I felt very uncomfortable, and my colleagues did, because we take an oath the first week of January every other year saying we're going to abide by the ethics laws of the state of Connecticut. And I did not feel comfortable not keeping, you know, keeping that word I gave to my constituents. So we asked the Attorney General for an opinion, and he held for us, saying that public officials must do that. You cannot exempt yourself from public disclosure laws. The problem is the rest of the board, which doubled, you know, the five of us, all can do things in secret. And that has been the hallmark, that's the problem of this governor's administration, doing things in private, making decisions with state taxpayer dollars in private. That has gone on this whole time. Even when we brought it up to them, they didn't change on their own. They were forced to by the Attorney General, and they still kept exempting themselves, the private members, from state ethics laws. If we don't have transparency, we don't have any trust in this job. That is the only thing that is constant all along the way.
No question. Themis, we got to run. Thank you for the time. We'll get you back on next week when we have a little more time to talk and as we see how the reopening goes. Thanks. Stay safe.
Thanks for being on.
Great. Thank you.